Chapter 4. Changes. Over the next day or so, Florence caught up on all of the family news. Constance was away at boarding school in Dunedin, and Emily had given birth to 2 more children while Florence was away in England. Florence was delighted to learn that Emily and the 4 children would be visiting in February. However, when they arrived, the news was not good. Florence's brother-in-law, John, had been kicked in the knee by a horse the previous winter, and the joint had not healed. In fact, it had become so painful that Dr. John had given up his busy medical practice because he needed bed rest. The young family rallied around to help, and it was decided that Florence should join Arthur and Horace at Ermdale, and that the 6 members of the Deck clan should join them there for the fall and winter. The Ermdale house was larger than the one her parents lived in at Oteperi and was better suited to a large influx of visitors. Florence loved Ermdale and did not mind going there to help out. She enjoyed getting to know her new niece Emily, or Emmy as everyone called her, and her nephew Harry. Fall and winter passed quickly, but as spring rolled around, John was no better. A family meeting was held, and it was decided that John should return to England for an operation. Emily would go with him and take the 2 oldest children, Kathleen and Constance, with her. The 2 youngest children would stay with Florence. In September, Florence accompanied her sister to Dunedin, where the Deck family now lived, to help with the depressing task of disposing of or packing up the family's furniture and belongings. On her first Sunday in Dunedin, Florence went to the local Plymouth Brethren prayer meeting with her sister. From the moment she stepped into the hall, Florence felt like she had when Mr. Hanair had visited the family at Ermdale. Her stomach turned to knots, and as she listened to a brethren elder preach, she became convinced that tonight was the night she must become a Christian. When the meeting was over, Emily...